AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Pat Robertson has died. He turned a tiny TV station in Virginia into the Christian Broadcasting Network. Robertson helped make religion central to Republican Party politics in America through his Christian coalition. He ran unsuccessfully for president in 1988 and was vocal in presidential politics, here talking about then-President Bill Clinton during the Christian Coalition Convention in 1998.
This is the people's house. The president of the United States is a tenant in our house. And so as landlords of the White House, it is time to say this occupant's lease is expired. Eviction must follow.
Robertson's death was confirmed in an email by his broadcasting network. No cause was given. Pat Robertson was 93. The Supreme Court is ruling in favor of black voters in an Alabama redistricting case. It orders the creation of a second district with a large black population. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh joined with the court's liberals in affirming a lower court ruling that found a likely violation of the Voting Rights Act in an Alabama congressional map with one majority black seat out of seven congressional districts. More than one in four residents in Alabama is black. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. would provide nearly $150 million in aid for areas in Syria and Iraq that were liberated from the Islamic State extremist group.
While our coalition has taken back the territory that ISIS once controlled and inflicted severe losses on its leadership, ISIS nonetheless remains an active threat.
Weather systems are not expected to change soon, meaning the smoke from wildfires in Canada and sending plumes of fine particulate matter as far away as North Carolina and Northern Europe should persist into today and possibly the weekend. The main suspect in the 2005 disappearance of American student Natalie Holloway in Aruba was handed over to U.S. custody and departed Peru on a flight to the U.S. This is AP News. Not much movement in early trading on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are mixed in early trading on Wall Street as a lull continues on markets ahead of some key events next week. The S&P 500 was up 0.1%. The benchmark index hasn't moved more than 0.5% any day so far this week. The Dow was up 43 points. That's also 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite was up 0.3%. Small company stocks were mostly lower. GameStop sank 19%. The company ousted the CEO who was brought in to try and turn around the struggling video game seller. GameStop also reported weaker sales than Wall Street expected. More workers than anticipated applied for unemployment benefits last week. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.50%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Officials in the Philippines raised the alert level for one of the country's most active volcanoes after superheated streams of gas, debris, and rocks cascaded down its upper slope. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.